Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, well, y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Welcome to another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries. We're so glad that you could join us. Tonight we will be discussing Be Not Deceived. As you know, I know you look at the news continuously. Every day there's something new in the news. We have fires in California. We have earthquakes in Hawaii. We have floods in the Midwest. It's just going on and on and on. And then we have all types of murder. Chicago had over 14 murders over last weekend. Look, saints, if you don't understand or you're not being knowledgeable of what's going on, the devil has increased its attack because he knows he has just a short time. This is why we see so much destruction, so much murder. Things are just going haywire in our land, because Satan has increased his attack. So as Christians, what should we do? We should increase our attack. We should put on the whole armor of God. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't have on the whole armor, you're not going to be able to stand in this wicked day. You will be deceived. We see a lot of false Christs, a lot of false pastors, a lot of false churches. They're rising up, ready to take their proper place to align themselves with the beast system. And I asked the question, are you part of the system? But tonight you can be free. I know we all were part of the matrix system. But God is coming back and he's shaking his people. And he's saying, wake up. Get out of your slumber. Stop sleeping. Because the enemy is, he's walking around, he said, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And that's part of being deceived. Because if you have the whole armor on, you're not going to be ignorant of the devil's devices. So let's open up with prayer. And then I will bring you a quick, it's just, I would say 3-4 minute little synopsis. I just want you to listen to it. It's a little song. And listen to it. And then we'll come back and we will preach our message on tonight. Now be sure, if you need to call in, feel free to do so. Our guest call in number is 646-668-8633. Again, if you have questions or comments, feel free to call us, 646-668-8633. So I wanted to just play this little short, it's a song, and I believe it will help you, it will bless you. We don't want to be ignorant, saints. Satan is, I even see people that were once, we thought were high in the faith, now they're compromised. They're teaching a compromising doctrine now. So let's be mindful. Let's be watchful. And we're going to bring some more things out. But here it is. And I'll cut the volume up so you can hear it. And after that, then we will take your calls if you have calls. And we just want to talk to you tonight. Amen.
Time is ticking by, and I can feel and explore.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for that word, and we are talking about being not deceived. Evangelist Montgomery covered a whole lot of things in reference to our topic. And the reason we're going this way is because the things that we're speaking of are the things that are actually happening right as we speak. We have a lot of things going on today that is very deceptive. And when you mention the word deceptive, trickery. It's a play on words. There is something being said that sounds like the truth, or it may have the truth mixed in it, but if you mix a little poison in anything that you eat, it's going to make the food or the drink that you're eating, it's going to make it poisonous, even though it's just a little poison. That's how deception is. And a lot of that is being done and taught today. Many people are using the word of God simply to get over. They're saying things not so much for people to get saved or have a closer walk with Christ, but to get what they want. And that's mostly the object of any type of deception, is to trick someone into doing what another person wants them to do. It's kind of like television. It's kind of like the advertising industry. They use a lot of play on words. They use a lot of deception to get you to do what they want you to do. And that's what we're talking about. We're saying be not deceived. But when we mention be not deceived, we are not just talking about the things in this natural realm, but we are mostly talking about the things of the spirit, because that's what's most important. Many people believe that when you die, you're just dead, and that's it. But that's not true. You are an eternal being. I'll say that again. You are an eternal being. The only part of you that's going to really perish and die is your flesh. But you have a soul and you have a spirit. That spirit, the very breath of God, when this body collapses and ceases to exist, that spirit, which is the breath of God, goes back to God. That soul, which is the real you, is going to live forever, either with the place that God has prepared for him, or the place where God has prepared for the devil and his angels. But be not deceived, all right? Let's get into the word. I'm coming to you from 2 Peter 2:1-22. It's quite a few scriptures, but we need to go through them because that's what's happening today. As I'm speaking, that's what's happening. And this started back in the time of Christ. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ was speaking against a lot of false Pharisees and people of that nature in his day, against the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees who were teaching things and living differently. Or they were teaching things completely contrary to his word. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ confronted them on that. And they didn't like it, and so they sought to have him killed. But it backfired on them because when they had him killed by the Romans, he resurrected on the third day and lives forevermore. And that's what he said he was going to do. So Jesus never deceived anyone. I'll say that again. Jesus never deceived anyone. He spoke the truth continually. Why? Because he was the Word of God incarnate. Be not deceived. Jesus Christ is and was the Word of God incarnate, and the only way to get to the Father is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can't get to the Lord or God via Buddha, Muhammad, Hare Krishna, or any of those other beliefs or religions. The only way is through Jesus Christ. Be not deceived. Now, let's get into the word some more. Second Peter 2. And this particular chapter, Peter is coming against false teachers and people who rely on deception, who speak deceit, who speak falsities, who use the words of God and the words of Jesus Christ to deceive and make merchandise of God's people. They have no sincere interest in really pointing people to Christ, but pointing people to them and taking from the people that they should be preaching to and admonishing to Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us that they will secretly bring in their own destructive teachings. They will deny the Lord who has brought them. They will bring themselves swift destruction. Many people will follow them in their sexual freedom and will cause others to dishonor the way of truth. In other words, they teach heresies. They will allow people to do things that's contrary to the word of God, and they gloat in those things. But the word of God says that they themselves will have swift destruction because they teach people error. They mix the truth with a lie. And anytime you mix the truth with a lie, it's a lie. It nullifies the truth. If you say something truthful and then you back it up with a lie, you have just nullified the truth that you just spoke. Many lawyers do that. Many con men do that. They'll tell you a little bit of truth, and then they'll throw a lie in there. You're still stuck on the truth, and therefore you deceive. But you, because you didn't recognize the lie. Many times that's what happens with many people who call themselves workers of God. And it's prevalent these days. Why? Because we are in the end days, and the enemy has ramped up his attacks. And he has people out there who are working for him, right, somewhat in the congregation of the Lord. But let me go on a little more here. It says, in their greed, did you hear that, people of the Most High God? In their greed, they will use good-sounding arguments to exploit you. They'll, oh, my Lord, they'll create a sermon. They'll create a word. They'll put a little hoop in there. They'll put a little good sign in there. They'll put a little song in there. They'll make it sound real good to you. You think it's a gospel. And it may be. But they're doing that to take advantage of you. Did you hear what I said? They are doing those things to take advantage of you. But the Lord said the verdict against them from long ago is still in force, and their destruction is not asleep. God will judge them. God will take care of them. For God didn't spare angels who sinned. He threw them into hell, for he has secured them with chains of darkness and is holding them for judgment. God didn't spare the ancient world either. He brought the flood on the world of ungodly people. But he protected Noah's approval. He protected Noah. Why did he protect Noah? Because Noah wasn't deceived with the actions of the time in his day. He wasn't following all those things that the people were following in that day, in his time. And they were evil continually. They thought evil all the time. The Bible says in the days of Noah, the men and women of that day thought evil continually. They thought so much evil that it grieved the Lord that made them. Now that's some strong stuff right there. But the Word of God says in the end days, in the time that the Lord will be coming back, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. Look around. Is it not like that? There are things happening these days that I have never, ever seen in my life or even heard of. The things that's going on today. Is it not as it was in the days of Noah? It is. It's just about worse. But let me go on in the Word. It says, he brought the flood of the world of ungodly people, but he protected Noah and seven other people. Said Noah was his messenger who told people about the kind of life that has God's approval. Look, our subject is be not deceived. If I'm going to tell you about the things of God, I have to tell you the whole part. I can't tell you things of the Word that I like, and the things that I don't like, I don't tell you about that, or I gloss over it, or I don't talk about it, or I say, that's okay. Well, God, he really didn't mean that right there. He really didn't mean that. I mean, if it's something that I like and it's wrong, then I would say, well, you know, God, he really didn't mean that. That's a deception. See, that's causing you to error. That's causing you to turn away from the true and living God. That is what Jesus said was hypocrisy. When I preach and teach one thing, but I live another thing, and when the people of the Most High God or anybody for that nature sees my life, they are tricked and they are deceived. And they lose faith in the Most High God. So this is what we're talking about. Be not deceived. And the thing about it, as we read earlier, it says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that will he also reap. That's the truth. If you do wrong, wrong will come back to you. If you do right, right will come back to you. Now, we know sometimes bad things happen to good people. We know that. But that's life. Some things just happen. But when you are in the Lord always makes a way of escape for everything or anything that comes upon a child of the Most High God. It's always the case. God will always make a way for his people. God will always deliver his people. And that's the truth. But when you have completely rejected the Lord, when you have completely rejected Jesus Christ, then you are under the power of the enemy. And he can do with you what he will anytime he wants to. Unless someone is praying for you, unless someone is with you, or unless, you know, the enemy just he doesn't want to destroy you at that particular point in time. But when you have no protection, when you have no umbrella of the goodness of God, and you don't have the grace of God in your life, and you don't have any kind of relationship with God, and you have completely rejected the Lord, well, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. So God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed them by burning them to ashes. He made those cities an example to ungodly people of what is going to happen to them. Yet God rescued Lot, a man who had his approval. Now, a lot of people are teaching, as I said before, that when you die, you just die. A lot of people nowadays, even in colleges, it's teaching people that God doesn't exist and you are just an animal. And when you die, you die. And you are subject to no one except yourself. You are basically something just that just evolved from some slime in the ocean or from some monkey or something like that. Don't believe that. That's a deception. That's a deception, and what is that, Darwin's theory? There's no scientific proof to that at all. It is a theory. I'll say it again, a theory. The theory of evolution. There is no fact to it. They haven't found one creature that evolved from another creature. So what is that? It's a deception. It's a lie. What's the reason behind that? Because they want you to believe that there is no God. They don't want you to believe that there is no Christ. They want you to believe that there is no hereafter. So they make up a theory to deceive you into damnation. And there's a lot of other things connected to that, but I just wanted to bring that out. Since we're talking about deception, we're saying be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. It's something about error and sin, because if you're a righteous person, and you have a relationship with God and Christ, things that are wrong are things that are immoral. It's like torture to you. When you're hearing and seeing the immoral things that people do daily, it should have a negative effect on you. It should make you sick. It shouldn't make you want to go out and do those things that you see the world do. When you have a relationship with the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you shouldn't, you know, relish in those things. It should have a negative effect on you. It's not something that you want to just talk about all day. It's not something that you want to get involved with. But some people might tell you, oh, it's okay. You know, it's okay to do this and to do that and to do these other things. but it's not expedient for you. Yes, God will forgive you. He can forgive you. If you ask for forgiveness, if you repent, he will forgive you. But don't be deceived to think you can do all the things that the world does and not repent, and you're going to be okay with the Lord. It doesn't work that way. Jesus himself said, no man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. What Jesus was saying is you can't accept me as Savior and continue to backslide and fall away from him and expect to get into the kingdom of God. It does not work that way. Be not deceived. It says, the word of God says, follow peace with all men. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. And what is holiness? What is sanctification? It's setting yourself aside for the working of the Lord. It's being a vessel set forth for the use of God or the Lord by your Christ-like living, by your example of living for Christ in this life, not by being carnal and worldly, but by being spiritual in Christ Jesus in the Lord. Now, how would you obtain this? Well, first, you would obtain this by accepting Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Word of God incarnate, accepting him as your personal Savior. Well, how would you do that? Well, it's relatively simple. You would simply accept Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God and that God had raised him from the dead. And that's a simplified way. But in doing that, you also have to repent from your sin and accept him as your Savior. We know that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, but you have to accept him as forgiving you of your sins and accepting him as your Savior and believing that God did raise him from the dead on the third day and that you might accept and receive eternal life. It's as simple as that. All right? Don't be deceived. You can't get to the Father any kind of way. You can't get to the Father through Muhammad. You can't get to the Father through Buddha. You can't get to the Father through Hare Krishna. You can't get to the Father through any other belief other than Jesus Christ. There's only way, one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. And why was it through Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ was the only sinless being on the earth. He had no sin. He was tempted like we were and we are, but he did not sin. He was the only pure sacrifice that was sinless. And what did he do? He gave up his life. He made the supreme sacrifice in his life, shedding his blood. That one who knew no sin took on our sin, oh, glory to God, that we might have eternal life. Huh? Eternal life with the Lord. Eternal life in paradise. What did he tell the thief on the cross? He says, this day you will be with me in paradise. Why did this happen? Because that man believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He believed that. He believed that. And so he acted on it. And he asked the Lord, hey, Jesus, I messed up, man. Lord Jesus, I messed up. I'm a thief. I know I'm not worthy of eternal life, but please forgive me. I want to be with you. And Jesus told him, this day you will be with me in paradise. What are we talking about? Be not be deceived. We're talking about your eternal salvation. Glory to God. That's something we can't play with. Some of you out there listening to me, you don't even believe you have a soul. That's how deceived you are. You think you're just breathing, just going to work, just making money. You're not even concerned with your soul. But your soul, brothers or sisters, is what's going to last forever. It's either going to last with the Lord God, or you're going to be with those demons. And I'm just telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. In a place that wasn't even prepared for you, in a place that was prepared, God prepared hell for the devil and his angels, not for you. So why are you going there? Why are you going there? It's not prepared for you. God doesn't want anybody to be lost. It's not God's will that any man or woman or human being be lost. But it is God's will that all men come to repentance. Now, that's the word. That's God's will. God's will for you, people, is for you to be saved and be with him and spend eternity with God and Christ and the holy angels and all your brothers and sisters that's living for God. Be not deceived. I'm going to go a little more, and then we're going to be cutting off. I wanna bring this out to you. It says we have to know that God takes pleasure in his people. God, did you hear that? God takes pleasure in his people. One thing I would like to bring out to you. The whole purpose of the word of God, the whole purpose of the things that God has done, the whole purpose of Jesus Christ living, dying, being resurrected, going to the right hand of the Father, and he's up there now praying and making intercession for us. The whole purpose of all of this is for us to be saved. It's for us to be saved. It's for us to be taken back to the pureness and the righteousness, and even a greater righteousness than before the fall. That's what it's about. It's about your soul, people. It's about your soul. It's about your soul. It's about where you will spend eternity. That's what it's about. And all this that's going on in the world that you see on television, that you hear on radio, even on YouTube, on all this media, is about your soul and where you will spend eternity. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So, what will you do with this knowledge? Will you be deceived? Will you continue to go on and deny Christ? Or will you accept the truth? Remember, our subject tonight is be not deceived. Follow the word of God. Follow Christ Jesus. Follow the doctrines of our Father God and the doctrines of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be like the Bereans. Study the word. Don't just take anybody's word for it. Don't just take my word for it. Follow it up by the word of God. Because I'm pointing you to Jesus Christ. I'm not pointing you to Elder Montgomery or Bishop Montgomery or whatever you want to call me. I'm telling you about Jesus Christ and that you need to worship and follow him. because he is the only way to the Father. You will not get lost following Christ Jesus. You will not get lost following the Word of God and getting a full understanding of it. You say, in all thy getting, get wisdom and understanding. The Word of God. The Word of God. All right. Our time is about up. I want to thank the Lord for everyone that listened on tonight, and I pray that everyone will receive revelation and grow in the things of God. It says, grow in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want to bless everyone that listened on tonight. Bless you all and have a blessed rest of the day. And I pray that God will keep you and guide you in all things in righteousness. Amen and amen.